Something like that, right?
Something like that. All right, man.
Okay. Hopefully better audio now.
I hope so too, brother. It's all good. It's been fine. We've been making do, so.
Yeah.
Scotty. No. Okay.
Thank you. Quiet, honey. All right, guy. You ready?
Yeah. Ready as rain. Cool. Is that the phrase? Ready as rain?
I've never heard of that, but that's something new to me. Right. All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Beer Fish Fanatics. This is Granny of My Pop Fishing, and we got
Kit with the Fishing Kit YouTube channel.
And today we are once again on Zoom. I'm not quite back in town yet. I should be in town hopefully next week, so I'll be seeing my BFF partner here hopefully in person, and we'll be able to do maybe an episode or two in person. So we are still a long distance relationship. Is that what you call this shit now?
yeah, something like that. Long distance relationship.
There you go, man. Today I'm doing the Sam Adams just a haze again, guys. It's a non-alcoholic IPA. I'm still on this the dry spell. I've been over 3 months now, and surprisingly haven't had a crave or anything. I've been doing just fine, and not having the hangovers is definitely a positive, bro.
Dang. So speaking of IPAs, I got the original, like the IPA that got me into IPAs really. Ooh. Was the Confluence's Des Moines IPA. So, man, it's still one of my favorite IPAs, and I haven't had it in a long time, but this used to be my jam back in the days.
Cheers. That I would have to say, you know, I've drank a lot of craft beer, and I think you guys heard me say this before. I'll put that IPA up against any craft beer IPAs in the nation. I shit you not. I've drank so many IPAs. I still believe the Confluence Des Moines IPA is one of the best, better IPAs I've drank nationwide, I feel.
Yeah, it's not like super hoppy. It's pretty smooth, actually. And
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know. Once I branched out to other beers and stuff, I haven't really drank it that much lately. But It was my buddy's birthday, and he's a big fan of Des Moines IPA. And there's one left in my fridge.
There you go. Cheers, man.
Cheers.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, apologies for the last couple podcast if my audio was kind of shitty, but now I got the audio recorder, so we should have crisp audio on my end. I shouldn't be cutting out and, you know, sounding like I'm underwater. Hopefully. Once we get everything synced up.
Yeah, once we get it synced up, and then you were fine, man. It was just, you know, you just got to do with whatever technology gives you, brother.
Yeah, but you know, we can always strive to make it better too. So
agreed. So if you guys have, you know, I think the last episode we talked about how the walleye bite has been, you know, on fire, I guess, whether you're in Colorado or in Iowa. I think I spoke too soon, at least in my, for me. I feel like I felt like the last couple of episodes, I was like, yeah, I got this shit figured out in Colorado fishing. It's pretty easy. Literally, Lakers are easy. Fishing is so easy here. I was just talking to Fishing Kit right offline, guys. I have literally about four out. So it's about a week and a half now since the last time I even felt a tug on my rod. I've went out four or five times, completely skunked. I went out morning. I went out evening. And I haven't did midday yet, but I did those two. And I went out on a weekday and a weekend. I've sucked. I thought it was easy to fish here. I was like, I thought I kind of had it kind of somewhat figured out a little bit. I don't.
No, I think you started out really good. So maybe the first impression was not really how things would normally be, but I guess, I don't know. Maybe that's just fishing in general. You know, you had a false sense of security when you're doing so good out there.
Yeah, that's the word. Yep, false. Yeah, I was like, There was a moment in my fishing first couple weeks here. I was like, man, my brother-in-laws were talking shit. They just suck at fishing. Like, right, hey, what the hell are they talking about? How fishing is so hard here and all that shit. I was thinking that. I didn't say it. I was thinking it. But boy, I've been humbled very quickly. And, you know, I still, I'm going to get out there. I'm hoping this week because people have been telling me that a lot of people have been catching a lot of trout here. Obviously, it's the time of the year. Some walleyes are still being caught, some decent sized ones. I haven't seen numbers though. So that's what I've noticed though. The numbers aren't quite here, but the size are. I've seen a lot of people, you know, post pictures or whatever, some big ones, but I haven't seen like multiple catches. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Huh.
How about you, guy?
Me? I think the last time we talked, I was doing pretty good on walleye still. But I kind of gotten away from the walleyes because, I don't know, you know me, I love catching wipers.
Yeah.
And I was out, what was it, last week? It was, the fishing was kind of slow. And I just got a hunch, okay, I'm going to go try to target some crappies. So I was fishing new areas. Mm-hmm. And one of the lakes that we fish a lot, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go around and look for some brush piles because right now in Des Moines, the crappies are holding tight to structure, brush piles, stuff like that. So basically, I kind of was out there looking for brush piles. I was just exploring parts of the lake I never fished before, mm-hmm. looking for brush piles. You know, I'd find a few brush piles, pick up a few crappies. They'd stop biting, and I would just keep moving. And then I rode past this one spot. I was using my electronics, side scan and stuff, and saw a bunch of fish on the side scan. Okay, I switched to 2D to confirm. And I saw a bunch of big marks on the 2D. I was like, all right, I'll turn on the live scope. And I'm seeing, like, fish carpeting the bottom, zooming around.
Oh, damn.
And, well, guess what they were?
Wipers?
Yeah, wipers, just carpeting the bottom. And
damn.
I probably caught 20 wipers in, I don't know, like, a little over an hour, maybe damn. A couple hours.
Vertical jigging, or were you casting?
Casting. Okay. They weren't quite vertical yet. Okay. It seems... I don't know, that lake, I think they just know when there's a boat above them. Because they wouldn't touch it vertical, but as soon as I moved off of them and mm-hmm. started casting back to them, like 20, 30 yards away, I was like, boom, 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 man. And they were big, too. Like, this school I found, they were probably the biggest school I found at that lake. Like, as far as consistency and size,
uh-huh.
they were, I'd say average was probably... 4 pounds, 3 to 4 pounds average. And on the top end, I probably caught a couple 6 pounders.
Damn, that's good size, man. That's fun. That's a fun day right there, bro.
Oh, dude, especially for me, just exploring the lake. I never fished that side and running into those fish.
Yeah.
And the thing is, so I went back probably a handful more times and they've been there the whole time.
So is that your normal spot, right? It's just a totally different spot you found
on that lake? Same lake I always go to, but total different spot that I never fished before.
That's good. That's good. Then, you know, and there you go for icing too, yeah?
I think that's the idea. I think they're going to be holding in this area. So I got a couple aces up my sleeve this season.
Oh, snaps. So I found
another spot. After catching those fish for like a week, not a week straight, but over the course of a week, mm-hmm. they got smarter. They definitely got smarter.
Okay.
Because they weren't as willing to bite. So I just started doing the same thing, just moving around, looking for structure, brush piles, using my electronics. And then I found another big group. And these guys, the same thing, bunch of wipers, just carpeting the bottom of the lake. And yeah, I just started catching big wipers.
You think next week you'll be able to take me out at all? Because I look at the weather. I know it's still pretty mild right now, but it looks like it's going to turn next week. So what are you thinking?
I haven't looked. I looked at the extended forecast up until next Monday and Tuesday. So today's Monday.
Yeah.
7 days out, it looks, I don't know, the extended forecast is showing rain and overnight temps to be pretty cold.
Yeah, that's what I'm
I don't know. It's gonna be real close, dude. Because this week's gonna be gorgeous. If you came this week,
I know. I saw it, dude. I was like, shit. I was like, this week there is like perfect for prime, you know, to chase the wipers, just chase any fish on the boat in general there. Because I saw the weather. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm 1 week off.
So my hope is during the ice fishing this season, or during the ice fishing season this year, the hope is that those fish are still there, because I thought they would have moved off already, especially when I'm going out there three, maybe four times a week, going to the same spot. The fish are still there. I wonder if this is one of their last spots that they go to before they move off to their wintering holes,
That's
or if
interesting.
this is the or if this is indeed their wintering hole, you know? Because if they're there during the ice, oh man. The thing is, they're not easy spots to get to. Because I found this spot on the boat, you know what I mean? So as far as getting there during the ice, I might have to either walk really far or find some kind of transportation to get myself there.
Okay. Well, you can reconvene and figure that out. You might have to borrow somebody's snowmobile.
Yeah, or somebody's ATV.
Well, I mean, there's tons of ATVs I see on that lake during the ice season anyway, so it's definitely a possibility for you.
Yeah, my buddy Josh, he has a ATV too, and I actually took him out there, and he's like, "Well, I don't have a tent, and I got a quad." I was like, "All right, we can make it happen," because we had the
Or,
conversation too about them being out there during the ice.
yeah, I mean it's gonna be interesting. I'm hoping to make one. I don't know if I'm gonna be there for Christmas, but I don't even think you guys will have ice by then yet, anyway. So, I might head out there around February, so it'll be about prime for icing in central Iowa. Try to do a trip out there in February, so that'll be ideal to see if we can get some on there. I haven't caught a wiper out here yet. I've seen people who've catch some. It's just not like Iowa, bro. I do miss, you asked me like, do I miss those damn fish with stripes and the real peeling? I do, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, you don't see it too often here. And if there is spots of, because I look at the Colorado, what I forgot what they call it, their DNR, right? The websites. I see their, all their surveys and stuff, and it says they freaking stock it with wipers. A lot of these local lakes, central, around here in the Denver area, and it looks like they stocked them in the past. I don't know. I want to say 5, 6 years, so there should be plenty, and they stock them almost every year, and it's like, I don't see people catching them, or if people do, they're just really keeping it under wraps. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see anybody really posting huge pictures or saying much. And the people I fish with a lot are shore fishermen too. So that completely changes, obviously the aspect of getting on a boat. But I think next year, I think Mr. Yang and myself is definitely going to get our yaks out more to kind of explore, because it's just so different here when you have a boat versus shore. I feel like 100%.
I think that goes for anywhere you go, because right now I think to get to these fish that I'm getting to, you need a boat. There's no other way. Hold on, let me take that back. I did, some guy just randomly walked out of the woods with his dogs the other day at one of the spots I was fishing. I was like, okay, so it is possible to get to those spots by foot, but you gotta work for it.
It's probably a lot easier, like you said, with the boat transportation, or at least a kayak or something like that, right?
Yeah, I wonder what the appeal is for wipers out in Colorado for like the average Colorado angler. I wonder what the appeal is for wipers. Do they love it? Do they hate it? Do they maybe they don't care for it? Like either way.
Okay, let's take it like this. Obviously, I'm Asian, if you guys don't know by now. So let's just say this. I feel like the Asian population here love it. They love wipers. They love white bass. White bass has been a huge thing for the people here, I feel like, at least for the Asian population. So the wipers, I feel like they like quite a bit. I feel like the people who go after trout aren't huge fans of them because they, I feel like, and obviously we're in Colorado, so you're going to run into 90% trout people. I feel like it's more of a, what's that word I'm looking for? It's just, they just love trout. You know what I mean? It's just the nature of the beast that they love that species, the fish. I don't think they're huge into, wipers. I think next year I'm going to really focus on catfish because nobody freaking fishes for catfish here. So I would assume there got to be large catfish here that nobody's really, you know, kind of going after. But I'm thinking the wipers here people love and they just keep it under wraps if they're on a hot bite. Because the moment they tell anybody or tell people, it literally gets bombarded. You know how it is in certain spots in Iowa. The moment that we'll even talk about some of the spillways there. The moment that somebody knows that it's freaking on fire, somebody posts a picture, what happens, bro? You see it instantly. Masses go there. So it's pretty similar to that. But I feel like at least in Iowa, there's multiple areas that has that, so it's not too congested. I feel like here it would get completely congested fast and on an hourly, daily basis.
Yeah, I'm guessing the quantities they stock are not as what's the word I'm trying to look for? Not as, I guess, abundant stocking-wise and as far as frequency, they probably don't stock it as often as we stock it here in Iowa.
Well, see, that was the, you know, that's the funny thing because I looked at the Colorado reports. I mean, if they're accurate, it's saying they stock these lakes that are literally around me and these state lakes on a yearly, at least every other year, it feels like, or some of them yearly basis, it says wipers. I don't know how many, but it says, you know, it has a stock in wipers. It could be one or it could be 1,000. Who knows, right? But
yeah,
it says it, so I would assume they would do more than a few. But yeah, I don't know. And I was talking to people. They're like, they don't bust here. I mean, they're shad. Trust me, there is shad. Oh, that we'll talk about that in a second. We'll just talk about it now. I went to a lake, a reservoir that's about an hour away from my house here. Me and Mr. Yang didn't record shit because we got skunked. However. We went to this lake because it's notorious for wipers for around this area. And you know, people have told me it's a hard lake to fish for wipers. And the shad, this is the crazy thing. You know how you kind of helped me learn how to toss the casting net. Mr. Yang has never caught a freaking shad with his casting net. So I was like, huh? He brought it, you know, because we're going to, you know, because we were told to bait dunk there. But anyways... So I took his casting net. I literally threw twice, and it was shitty. The first throw was actually okay because you kind of showed me how to do it. I caught maybe 10 shad. I was like, holy shit! And they were decent size. They're okay size. The next throw I threw was like one of those junk throws, right? That we throw the shad, you know, throw the casting net. The thing was filled with shad instantly. So we had plenty of bait shad. The thing is, none of them were surfacing. No wipers were surfacing. I talked to people. They're like, it barely happens. You barely see any boils here. And this lake, I'm just like, dude, it was completely filled with shad. So people are like, they're bait dunking. They're catching, the wipers were about, I think we heard a guy scream because he caught one about, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of feet away, but it was like a 22-inch wiper, which is pretty decent. That's a pretty good big size wiper.
Yeah, that's a good wiper.
Yeah, and... we didn't catch anything. I was using plastics. I bait dunked one. I had my pole fell over, the one that had the bait on it. Who knows if anything hit it. Had been something hit it because there was no wind that day. So something hit it. Could have been catfish. Who knows? But, dude, it was so weird to see that much shad. Nothing of it surfacing. No, nothing boiling. There was no wind. So I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be kind of interesting, right? To see if it boils. Didn't boil. This lake's notorious for wipers. And supposedly it was a big wiper bite that week. We didn't catch jack. Mr. Yang caught like the smallest drum I've ever seen in my life, and I caught shad with a casting net. That was it.
Well, I wonder if it's one of those cases where you should have been there yesterday, kind of deals.
I think so because buddy, Mr. Tim Herr, friend of the show, did text me, messaged me. He was there a day before, and he showed me what he caught. But he was on a kayak. So he was on a kayak and he said he was catching him on a kayak, but he said people were still catching him on the shore bait dunking. So that's why we were trying to do that too, if we could. But it was just like you just said, I think we're a day late. If we would have went a day or two earlier, because I was talking to Mr. Yang, he goes, I've never seen this many people here on, I think we went on like a weekday. I forgot what it was, like on a Wednesday, afternoon, because he got off early and I left early from work or whatever. And then we just went and we're like, he's like, holy shit, it was packed. It was, I mean, he's like, I've never seen this many people here on a weekday. He said it must have been people knew and it must have been on fire the past week or so, he said. But I don't know, man, it sucked. I was like, I was anticipating, expecting, and nothing happened, and go figure. But at least I got practice throwing the cast net, right?
Yeah, I think the problem was you had an expectation.
Yeah.
So you kind of had like, okay, I'm gonna go catch some fish. And then it sucked. So
Yeah.
you're kind of disappointed. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, I can't comment on, what you should have done, or I guess I could talk about what I would do, but
Yeah, what would you do? Because I mean, I'm wondering, do you think the bite was kind of dimmed down because there's so much shad? There was so much shad. You could literally toss that cast, and then I would have just brought nothing but shad home all day long. It was just so much.
it could have been so much shad that, what are the odds that they run into your lure and then wanna bite it when they got all that shad around?
That's what Mr. Yang we were thinking when we were driving home. We went to the other side of the lake because we couldn't get anything, and we were trying to, because they have walleyes there too, and we couldn't get a bite for the life of us. It was a rough outing, super rough, but there was tons of shad. So I'm like you're saying, I'm just wondering if the fish are full, they don't want to bite anything that looks plastic. But I figured, hey, let's throw something that looks a little weird, so maybe they might get interested in seeing it. But yeah, we just couldn't figure it out, so it sucked.
Have you get engaged with anybody that fishes for catfish out there yet?
No, I
Or is like
haven't.
nobody?
I've seen people on the shore just bait dunking. I don't know if they're going for cat. They're just probably just bait dunking for anything that bites. I don't think they're specifically targeting catfish. But I think I'm going to try and join some. I think there's some catfish groups out here on social media. I may have to join and just kind of buddy up a little bit. Maybe kind of talk to them a little bit, kind of get some ideas from them. But yeah, I have not really seen anybody. Maybe if they're on the boats, maybe they're drifting for it or trolling for it. But I from the shore, no, unless the people, like I said, they're just bait dunking, just catching whatever. I have not seen anybody actively going for catfish. And you already know my brother-in-laws, they're too pretty for catfishing. They so this is the hey, this is a good question I want to ask you too, man. I mean, I think they kind of have a I wouldn't say frowned look or frowned upon, but I feel like sometimes my brother-in-laws feel like when you use live bait or to use cut bait or anything like that, it's kind of cheating. Because we were fishing once, and they're like, I felt like my brother-in-law kind of felt like they were fishing for walleyes, and the walleyes were biting on night crawlers. If they're biting on night crawlers, I would use night crawlers, but it felt like they were frowned upon. They're frowning upon it because they're using plastics or whatever, right? And I'm just like, and they were kind of, I wouldn't say they were upset. But they were kind of looking down on their buddy. I think it was Mr. Yang, actually. It might have been Mr. or somebody was using night crawlers to catch fish. I'm like, but if I was there in that situation, if I ain't catching shit with the plastic and then you're using night crawlers, I'm gonna be like, hey, kid, can I have a night crawler? I'm like, I'm not, my ego's not that big enough to where I kind of want the action. But do you feel that way too sometimes or no? Or do you care?
Okay, so my brother-in-law, I was telling him about the secret bait for wipers, and then I don't know, he probably is in the same boat as your brother-in-law's. They just feel a certain type of way about using bait, like whether it's live or cut bait or whatever, for like fresh bait. I think he kind of feels the same way. He's like, yeah, oh, where? Oh, that's weird. Blah blah blah. Like, I'd. Like I don't use worms, but for me, I am not above busting out a tub of worms.
Okay.
If that's what the fish want, that's what the fish want, you know? I mean, what it depends how you look at it. Like, so okay, let's say they look down on a guy that is using worms because it's, you know, quote unquote cheating. But what if I go out there with my boat, you know, my $40,000 boat, drop down my life scope, and I'm just sniping this fish out with plastics? Is that cheating? Is that, you know,
Some
is that
people,
worse than using worms?
you already know how some people would be like, yes, that's cheating. You use it. I think there's a big hoopla going about that, about the pro circuit, anyways, about pro fishermen. How it's all there's half the people who hate electronics, half the people love it, and all that shit. They're all complaining about it. But I don't know, man. I don't think it's cheating. I just think it's more convenient or more efficient. That's the word I'm looking for. I feel like electronics are more efficient for the fishermen. I don't have that time. I got four daughters, 10 and under. If the electronic can help me get on fish an hour, you know, if you can help me get on more fish in the hour or 2 hours I get to fish, I'm doing that.
Yeah, I guess comparing live scope to using worms isn't quite the same thing.
No, it's, I guess it's not. But I don't know,
But
man.
I like me. I'm not above busting out live bait. I mean, I fish for catfish, so yeah, cut bait. Yeah, sure, do. Like, do it if that's what they want. That's what you're throwing. I mean, it's like if they prefer a color, where you'd be like, nah, I'm not gonna use that color. I'm gonna make it harder for myself. I'm gonna throw a different color.
That's the thing. Yeah, that I'm like, because I didn't want to say anything because they were kind of on their conversating spell, you know. And I'm just like, but I'm thinking to myself, like, shit, if they were eating that up, I'm gonna do that too. You know, I'm not gonna lie. Like you just said, I'm not bigger than what the fish is gonna eat. If that's what they're biting, man, and I have it, I'm using it. You know what I'm saying? If I have it, I'm gonna use it. Is it cheating? I mean, it's if you can use it, I don't know, man. I don't think it makes me a worse fisherman, or does it?
Yeah, using bait is as old as fishing itself. I mean, you know, as long as there's been fishing, there's been using bait. I mean, they weren't throwing plastics or anything back. I don't know when fishing became a thing, but I'm guessing centuries ago. It's just the technique that's. I mean, I think it just goes hand in hand with fishing, using bait. Sure, we live in the modern era, and you don't have to use bait anymore. But if the wipers want to bite worms, I'm throwing worms.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. If the walleye wants to bite the worm, they're not biting anything else. I'm not gonna sit there in a cold. I mean, I want to use whatever they're gonna bite. You know what I mean? I'm taking my time out there. I might as well use it. It's not like I'm in a competition where you can't use live bait. I'm not competing. I'm fishing for fun. Number one. Number two, I'm fishing to feed the family too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I want to do what it takes to catch the fish. I don't
Yes,
know.
if using live bait or any kind of bait is illegal, then yeah, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's you probably shouldn't do that, because there's some fisheries, especially trout. You know, we're gonna go back to trout where you know it's artificial only or something like that.
Some, yes, yeah.
There's, I think trout's like the only fishery that they do that. You know, you don't hear about that for any other fish, really. Like, oh, this is a crappie lake, but you can only use artificials. Or bass, you can
There's
only use artificials. I guess tournaments, I don't know. I don't know what the rule is for tournaments as far as bass. Maybe you can't use live bait. I don't know. Bass is weird.
Well,
Like, you can't.
that's the one thing I noticed here. There are some lakes here that's artificial only. So it's just, you know, it's just the locations, whatever the lake, for whatever reason, it's just artificial only on certain lakes here. There's barbless ones here too. Or actually just the one near my house is a barbless lake there to fish. But there are some ones that are artificial only. There's and I told you from day one here, I was like, what? Can't use crappies, bluegills. I can't cut those up for catfish because they're considered game sport fish. So I can't use that even if I catch it legally. Like we do in Iowa, white bass, or anything, you can't cut them up. The only thing I can cut up here is carp, sucker fish, and shad if I can catch, I believe. So
Yeah, I mean, that that not using game fish thing isn't really, you know, a big deal, because
True.
there's plenty of other states where you can't use a crappie.
Yeah.
We're just fortunate here in Iowa where basically if you caught it and you can take it home to eat, you can use it as bait.
Yeah.
Where that's a must.
You could even use the
Yeah,
largemouth thing.
muskie,
You should
walleye,
do a
largemouth.
you should do a video. Use a largemouth. Catch a largemouth kit. Catch a like a like a 12-inch largemouth. Like, you know what would like this? A big old freaking catfish. That would be hilarious. You should do a
Well, the
video.
thing is, I have to be able to keep that largemouth.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's
Like,
gotta be 15
I have
inches
to
then.
be able to harvest it. And I
Yeah.
think we got a statewide 15-inch limit.
I think
I
so.
think
I think
it's
you're right. Yeah.
statewide. And then from there, each individual body water has a twist on that limit. You know, some are 18, some are smaller. And actually, I think there was one lake where I guess they had a largemouth bass problem where you had to you they encourage you to keep everything under 15 or 12 or something,
Gotcha. Well,
which is
you know what you
kind of
could.
unprecedented.
This is what you could do. Catch a 15-inch largemouth, which is easy. Well, I wouldn't say easy, but it's doable. Cut it up and use it as bait. You need to do a video on that. Oh my God, you're gonna get so many haters, but then so many people are gonna love you on top of that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of other YouTube channels that have done it.
Yeah.
There's this guy I watch, Kayak Catfish. He uses, 12-inch crappies, throw them on a circle hook, flatheads eat it.
But I think people would get more in a hoopla on a largemouth than on a 16-inch largemouth versus a 12-inch crappie. I feel like people just have a big hoopla about those largemouths.
Oh yeah, for sure, 'cause well, bass guys are bass guys, and a guy that fishes for crappie, I don't know, I guess some bass guys, I'm kind of generalizing here, but they feel more strongly about their bass than a guy that goes fishing for crappie, how he would feel about a crappie being used as bait, you know?
Hey, question. Well, I don't know if you would know, but I guess we can ask the Iowa DNR or just any DNR. So it's legal in Iowa to harvest, let's just say, crappies, bluegills, right? And use it as bait. So what if I'm going there next week and I catch a bunch of crappies or bluegills and I cut it up, put it in a bag, freeze it? Can I bring it over here and use it in Colorado?
I don't think so, because it has to
Okay.
be legal where you're fishing at.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So even if I can
Because
use cut bait, so yeah, I guess you're right then. So you can't cut, even if the fish was caught in a different state legally, I can't use it because they say you can't use cut crappie here because it was. See, that's why I'm wondering. I don't know how does that work. How does that stipulation works?
I think the law in wherever you're fishing applies, because it doesn't
Okay.
matter where you caught that fish.
Gotcha.
Just
Okay.
you can't use crappies as bait in Lake Colorado, because just because you brought it from Iowa, it's still a crappie. You know
Okay.
what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. Damn it. I was thinking about that too. I was like, I wonder if that's. I guess you're right. No, that makes sense. I mean, because there'd be no way to kind of regulate it because people can just say that all day long. They can literally say, no, I caught it from over there, legally, and then I'm using it here. You know what I mean?
See, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't matter where you caught it, because you can't use it at all in the state.
Yeah, gotcha. No, makes sense. You ever try? Have you? I think we had this conversation, but have you ever frozen shad yet? Have you tried to use like one of those vacuum sealers and try freeze shad yet? Any luck?
I've frozen shad early in the year where most of the forage is thawed out frozen shad anyways, and that's fine, because I'll literally go to the bank and find dead shad, pick it up off the ground. You know, I'll collect 10, 12-inch shads. I'll throw them in the freezer, because they're basically eating thawed out shad anyways. But the rest of the year, I would try to go fresh. But early in the year, they're easing frozen thawed out stuff anyway. So you throw it in the freezer, thaw it out, cut it up. That's literally what they're eating already anyway, so I don't think it really matters that time of year.
Okay, makes sense. All right, we got less than a minute left. I'm gonna go refill. And then we'll get back to this. And then I got to go flip the rice and all that stuff. So I'll be back. I'll send you another link. All right.
All right. Yep.
Cool. I'll be right back.
You hear that? Do you hear that?
I can hear it. It sounds like it's so loud that we'll see. It should be able to sync it pretty easily, I think, though.
Yeah, if it's loud enough. As long as you hear it on the video feed, should be all right.
Yeah, should be. We'll figure it out. But yeah. Anyways, I don't know. I think we'll try and target some trout now in this next couple of weeks. Looks like there's some good lakes around here. You know, Mr. Yang, you know, shout out to Mr. Yang. If you guys have not seen him on my videos, I had him on my recent video, and he's been sending me some links like, hey, here's some good spots to go check out for some trout, because he knows that, you know, I like trout too, and just for the action wise and everything. And he's like, he kind of gave me some good pointers if I'm looking for trout. So I'm gonna try and go after some trout here in the next couple, probably week or two. Once I get back from Iowa, I might be fishing for that. But I think you know, all my brother-in-laws are all ice horny right now. So I think,
yeah, they're... yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No. They've in our chat forum, my brother-in-laws, they are they're pretty much gonna go ice fishing within about 2 weeks, because I think there's lakes up here up in the mountains that are already iced over. A few lakes I heard, and they're wanting to take a trip up there. I don't know. I mean, you know how, I don't know, was it last year or the year before, you know how we had that mentality like you just wasn't ready for ice quite yet? I just don't feel like I'm not in the mood yet, if that makes sense.
I know exactly what you mean, because I was going to bring this up actually, because so the Short Rod Show, they're a local podcast here, and their primary focus is ice fishing, you know, hence the name Short Rod Show.
Yep.
They just started their season 5, and you know, they're buddies of ours, friends of the show. They're local to Des Moines, Iowa, and I was listening to their podcast today. So this is their second episode of the season. But anyways, I'm kind of dragging this on. They're hyping things up, getting ready for the ice season and stuff. I was gonna ask you, like, are you excited yet or what?
You know, even being skunked for like a week and a half now, I'm still not like itchy. Because you know how throughout our seasons of ice fishing, you always have that the ice itch. Everybody's like, oh, the ice itch, whatever. I haven't gotten into that mode yet, because I looked at my garage and I see all my ice shit. I haven't really got anything set up. And I'm like, there's a lot of ice shit there. I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like, you know, all this stuff I got to put into my sled, and then I got to pull all of that wherever I go. And I'm just like, that I'm not looking forward to. But I think maybe if my brother-in-laws get me onto the ice that they want to go up to, and, you know, we pack very light, and if I feel that first thump or that pull of the rod, maybe that will get my juices flowing. Like, okay, I want to go back out. You know what I mean? But right now, man, I'm just so... don't mind grabbing one rod, grabbing my backpack, and just driving somewhere and to just literally fish on the shore somewhere right now. I mean, I don't mind that at all. And the weather's been, dude, like today it's like in the 60s and 70s these past week and a half. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I agree, because the weather this week is, it's supposed to hit 70 here in Des Moines on Wednesday.
Damn.
And the whole week's supposed to be like 60s, and I'm thinking about taking Thursday and Friday off. So I've been enjoying the boat way too much to be excited for ice fishing.
Yeah.
If I couldn't take the boat out,
uh-huh,
I'd probably be anticipating ice fishing more. But since the weather's so nice, I can take the boat out. I'm catching, I was gonna say a ton of fish. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm catching a bunch of fish in the boat right now. So
yeah.
I am not in a rush to start ice fishing.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you at all, because I think, you know, previous years when you didn't have the boat, it's been a struggle from the shore at this time of the year, right pre-ice, you know? I think the only thing you would really kind of catch is anything at the spillway or walleyes here and there, but I'm assuming you weren't really catching wipers at this time of the year, the past, right, without a boat, would you think?
If I hit the river, if you could find where the wipers are, you can get into them. I mean, it's not impossible. I actually caught, 1 year ago, I hit one of my biggest wipers I've caught in a long time on November 5th or 6th.
Hmm.
So it's not impossible. The boat, I just have so much more options with the boat.
Yeah.
It's like, am I excited for ice fishing? I'd rather just keep the boat out. If I had to pick one right now, it'd be getting the boat out. But there's going to be a time. There's going to be a time, you know, hopefully it'll be another couple of weeks at least. But I'm going to have to put that boat away. And then there'll be that transition period where, okay, it's too cold for open water, but there's not enough ice yet for ice fishing.
For sure.
So that's when I'll be excited for ice fishing.
I hear you. No, when you got nothing else to you can do about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you're forced to be excited for it.
Yeah, that's when it comes down to, you know, it's just a means to an end, really.
For sure. And I think hopefully, like I said, next week, I don't know what days you're off or what days you work next week, but we'll see. I'll hit you up. I'd like to see if I can at least maybe we can vertical jig for some fish. It'd be cool. Or if casting still works, whatever. You know what I mean? If we get a chance to get out, I'd like to get out one last time. At least catch a wiper. Like I said, I haven't caught a wiper since I moved.
Oh, man. I've been catching wipers. And the funny thing is, this is like that lake, you know, it has a wiper. You catch some pretty decent sized ones. I'd say average we'd catch during the summertime is 2-3 pounds, but
yeah,
I've been seeing quite a few, you know, 4-5. I hit a 6.5. Well, our buddy Butters, he hit a over 7 pounder. Ooh, for some reason that 7 pounder looked so damn huge. And I've caught double digit wipers. One of my biggest is I want to say like 15 pounds. For some reason, these fish I've been seeing, they look so damn big for some reason, even though I've caught fish that weighed twice as much. And it's like, it doesn't seem as impressive for some reason.
Yeah, it's just, that's weird. Like I said, though, I'd like to get on some. Hopefully next week we get the opportunity. If the weather cooperates with us, it would be nice. But other than that, I probably, you know, I think my brother-in-laws are pretty much focused on ice fishing already. You saw the text. They're literally planning a trip in two and a half weeks. The mountains, if you guys are wondering, here in Colorado, so my area in the Denver area, it is a mile high from sea level. That's why they call it the Mile High City. However, I would say the bodies of water here are similar to central Iowa. Like, they don't freeze over easily until like late into the winter. But the mountains up here, they already skimmed some ice. Some places, like my brother-in-law said, had 3 inches of ice. Other people, I've seen people have caught fish here in Colorado. There's hike. They have to hike to the certain lake, like a private, I wouldn't say private body of water, but it's like a secluded lake up in the mountains, and you can possibly get into some fish. But you might have to hike like a mile with ice fishing gear.
Yeah, see, I ain't about that. Not yet.
I'm with you, dude. I'm about the convenience. Even when the ice season is here full force, I really do think I'm just gonna try and go wherever. I mean, I would say as, you know, as easy as possible on my body. Let's just say that.
Yeah. So, man, let's just get into the ice fishing thing. You know, it's kind of been out of my mind recently, just because I've been listening to this Short Rod show. Uh-huh. Even though I said I'm not super hyped up and excited about ice fishing yet, but you know, you got any plans for ice fishing? Okay, let's talk gear. You know, gear wise, are you good with your gear, or is there something coming up that's like, okay, you know, I might get that for this season?
So last year I broke my wrist. So this year, to prevent that, I'm gonna have to buy a brace for my freaking drill. I should have done that last year. I didn't do that, so that's gonna be one damn thing I have to get. Either that, or I'm gonna go get a plate, you know, a clam plate. I hate those. I mean, I won't say I hate those clam plates, but I'll tell you this right now, I'll never break my wrist using it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
But
What do you have? You have a light flight now?
I have two augers. I have the light flight, 6-inch light flight, and I have the six, well, the so-called 6-inch K drill, 5.5-inch K drill.
Oh
So
man, 6-inch light flight. You just need the handle for the drill, and that thing should be butter.
yeah,
Because with the eight inch, I drill it. I don't have a clamp plate or whatever. I just use the handle on the drill, and it works good. And 8-inch, that's a lot more torque than a 6-inch would put on you.
100%. So yeah, that's the only thing I'm gonna probably get this year is just that the handle for the drill. Or I might just get a new drill because I might use. I have that one of my old drills that burnt out like a year or 2 years ago. So now I've been using my house drill for my ice fishing also on top. So hey, at least I'm using. It's financially. I'm not buying something new. I haven't used it. So, but now I think I might just buy a dedicated drill for my ice auger. I think I might just do that with a brace. And I think that's the only thing I might get this year, gear wise. Everything else I'm set because I think was it last year? I think I got new. Was it last year? The 2 years ago we went to Minnesota. I got my new bibs. Remember? I'm okay
Yep.
with my coat. I might need a new coat soon. It's getting a little old. That coat is. See, I'm not. You know me. I'm very frugal when it comes to shit like certain things. I had my Striker coat since the first iteration of Striker suits. We're pretty close to it, I think. So it's like almost 10 years old. Might be older.
Wow.
Yeah. So the coat wise, it might be. I might be needing an upgrade. That would be about the only thing. All my gear, dude, you see my. I have rods. It's not like the rods are gonna break anytime soon. That's just one of those things. If you want to buy a new rod, is the only reason why is because you want to spend money on something that's not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, if you got everything you need, sure, but if you're just getting into it, that
Yeah,
might be a different story.
that would be the only reason. And then, in regards to our lures wise, what do we use, man? I mean, in reality, is I don't switch my lures out that much. What do I use? A bunch of spoons, and maybe some just little, tungsten jigs. That's it. I mean, you don't need to spend more than, in my eyes, lure wise. Everything is fluff. I just think I don't even need to spend more than maybe $50 for this year. I still have some old stuff that you never get to use anyways, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So as
So,
far as gear is concerned, you're kind of set for ice fishing this season.
yeah, and then last year, remember, I bought that new the pop-up hub for the kids where the door you don't mean you had the argument like it was game changing for me because you don't have to trip over that shit walking through is like a door. I still feel that way. I'm just saying.
I don't know about game changer. Getting a boat, now that is a game
True,
changer.
true, true, true. But
Having a shipless door, yeah, it's convenient, but I wouldn't say it changed the
yeah.
game.
It just I tripped over too many times that it's because I'm clumsy as shit. So it's game changing for me, so I don't hurt myself.
Sure.
But other than that, man, I think I'm good. I'm not gonna buy any new rods this year. That's not the plan. I'm not gonna buy any new reels. There's no need. Maybe new lines for everything. See, that's the thing too. I think we had this conversation. Are you gonna re-spool or spool any of your rods with new line, or are you just gonna reuse all the lines you got, or do you care?
Well, one of my reels, I think I'll re-spool one of the lines just because it's frayed like in the middle somewhere. And I don't want to be fishing with frayed line, especially if it's older line. But other than that, I'm not gonna be re-spooling anything because it's not like you're breaking off a ton on ice fishing.
Very true. You don't break a ton, and I don't know. I think that I'm set, dude. I'm trying not to spend too much money. Trying to be as frugal as possible for this ice season, and see if I can just. Obviously, I'm gonna be catching a lot of trout. I think that's the.
Whoa, getting ahead of yourself
Oh
here,
yeah,
aren't
that's
you?
true. That's
I'm
true.
gonna
Hold
be catching a lot of trout.
on. Hang on, I better not say that. But I don't know, man. I think I have goals though this year. I definitely want to catch. I keep telling my darn brother-in-laws I definitely want to catch a tiger trout though. I still have not caught a tiger yet, so that's kind of a goal of mine to try to see if I can catch a tiger trout. Just new species. I think that's gonna be my ideal this year. Size is always good, but new species is gonna be my goal for sure this year.
Yeah. All right, so I guess gear wise for me, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I basically have everything that I need. I don't need like anything new really, because I got the one man flip over, I got a pop-up hub, I got the Strike Master Light Flight. I could probably use a new set of blades, because I always go through a set of blades every season. It's just because I go so much and I drill through a lot of ice. Granted, here in Iowa, we don't have tons and tons of ice, especially in our area, because we're kind of the lower portion of the ice belt. You know, a lot of the ice fishing stuff, the main focus is, you know, Minnesota, South Dakota, Canada, stuff like that. Here in southern Iowa, you know, we're not in the limelight when it comes to ice fishing, but I
No.
go through enough ice and I go enough where I will probably need a new set of blades this season.
You know,
And
I was talking to my brother-in-laws about that. So, you know how we were talking about how the water, I feel like the water's just cleaner up here. Dude, they own Nils. They all have Nils drill, Nils augers. They have not sharpened them or bought any new blades on them since they've had those auger for like years.
I think the nails are just that good.
Maybe you might be right, but yeah, they've never had to sharpen it. I was just like, well, they haven't been to a certain lake that we have where there's freaking sand everywhere. So in one outing, your drill needs to be new blade instantly.
Yeah, sand will tear up your blades no matter where you're at. I've had that happen to me a couple times already these past couple years.
Yeah.
I guess the one thing that I want is so Strike Master has a new auger blade cover. It's magnetic. Basically, you don't have to touch like anywhere near the blades. You don't have to. You just use your feet, kind of like the Cold Snap. But the thing about the Cold Snap is there's like a rubber band that goes around it. In the cold, that rubber band is not very stretchy. It kind of just stretches out and it stays too big, so it's constantly falling off. But that Strike Master is magnetic. So
Ooh, how
I
much is
think if I
that?
get like $20.
Really? Oh shit, I thought it would be pricier than that. That's not bad. $20 for, 'cause the freaking yeah, that Cold Snap one's about the same price.
So if I get anything, that would be, yeah, if I get anything specifically for ice fishing, it would be that Cold Snap, or not, sorry, the Strike Master magnetic cover. Because going back to Short Rod Show again, Ben, one of the hosts on there, he has one, and I saw it. I was like, man, that thing's pretty slick.
Hey, when I'm back in town next week, maybe we'll hit them up if they're. Oh no, it's Thanksgiving. They might be busy with family stuff. So I was gonna see if they want to jump on, kind of see how they're doing, just kind of follow up a little bit to pump up their show with our listeners too, though. You know what I'm saying? To let them know that they have a new season out. It's always good listening to those guys getting together.
Yeah, they're cool dudes. Ben and Brett are the hosts of the Short Rod Show. Cool dudes. They're just ordinary guys. They're not like some all-star fishing guy that you see a lot of these, you know, when you think of ice fishing social media and stuff, there's just like certain big names that pop up. You know, they're from Minnesota or South to North Dakota, Canada. There's just two dudes from, I think they're both from southern Iowa.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. So just like,
Yeah, so
ew, sounds familiar. Two dudes from Iowa
yeah,
who just love to fish.
they're just two ordinary guys. They're both dads,
Yep.
so they damn, what's the dang word? They never mind. I can't even think of the damn word right now.
But you know what? I think after our conversation after today, you may have gotten me slowly into the ice thinking mentality here. So I might maybe this week or next week or before I head over there, maybe slowly get the gear out, kind of dust stuff off, get it ready a little bit here and there, and just prepare. Because once you know, I noticed though for sure. I mean, ice fishing with my brother-in-laws, they don't really use hubs out here. They don't. I see other people do, but they don't. My brother-in-law, so they like to run and gun a lot. So I might just go. I might do that a lot. I might only probably bring out the hub whenever there's a lot of people, or we go through specific lakes where it's super, super cold. That'll be the only time I bring out hubs, but I think these guys, they don't really use hubs. And then if I don't have the kids, I mean, I don't really need it. I don't know. Are you going to make a trip out there this year to go for the Lakers?
I can't make any promises. It would be cool, and I do need to go visit everybody out there. But
well, besides going for Lakers, dude, I like to see if I can get you like on a, you know, we can get you on like on a cut bow, or just species that you haven't caught too. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily have to just go for lake trout. You know what I mean? You can go other species that you've never caught, you'd be surprised. A cut bow is pretty nice, man. They're pretty cool, beautiful looking fish too. Just, you know, cutthroats are beautiful looking fish too. Have you caught tiger trout yet or not yet?
No. See, tiger trout is a, what's that a cross between? It's a brook trout and.
You caught kokanee, right? Kokanee Sam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a cross between a lake trout and a brook trout?
Lake tiger trout? Yeah. The brookies are, they're like a different color. I have to look it up. Yeah, you guys might have to Google it, but I think there is a difference between a lake trout and a brookie. Brookie has like, I think it has different types of spots on it. It's kind of unique.
Well, I was talking about tiger trout. They're a hybrid.
Oh, yeah. They're a hybrid of, what are they a hybrid of?
Is it brook trout and lake trout?
Is it? Okay, you might be right. I have no idea.
It might be. Come on, Mr. Trout guy.
Man, I just catch and eat the shit. It's not like I got to know what it is, man. Yeah. But you know, if you make a trip out here, we'll definitely go target species that you haven't caught. It doesn't, not necessarily going to be the biggest ones, but at least it's, you can check it off your, hey, I caught this fish before type deal. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I want to catch a big lake trout, though.
I know, but I think, so this is the thing. There is a lake here. The world record was just caught. My brother-in-law, John, he told me there's a lake here. It's about 4.5, 5 hours away from where I live. He's telling me that everybody and their mama is probably going to go to that lake this year. Because the world record lake trout was caught there this year.
So, in Colorado, huh?
I think it's in Colorado. Here, you can beep it out. I'll beep it out. Blue Mesa.
So world record lake trout, huh?
Yeah, world record lake trout was just caught recently. And my brother-in-law, John, was saying that because that happening, people know that that lake now it has tons of potential. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to try and see if they can catch the record there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so it's about four and a half, 5 hour drive. Beautiful lake, open water. I think Bakim's been out there and it's beautiful. But yeah, there's definitely an opportunity to catch some possible monster lake trout. That would be ideal, he said there. But it's a big lake. So I look at some of these lakes up in the mountains. Dude, they're so big. It's like, I wouldn't even know where to start. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's just, I don't know if I'm going to talk like I know what I'm doing, but there's going to be certain fishy areas, I guess, kind of just like with wipers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Just looking for those points, breaks, structure-y type of spots.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if I go, I think we should go. Like, yeah, let's go to that big lake, trout lake.
Let's try it. Hey, it wouldn't hurt. And then there's plenty of lakes up here that have, you know, good sized lake trout that you can possibly get into. So definitely, man, just make a trip, dude. Just come. Yeah. Quit talking about it.
If I go, like, we don't have to do anything else. Like, if all we do is fish and just chill out at the house.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that. They don't have to show me the town. We just go fish, go back to the house, chill. Go fish, go back to the house and chill.
Hey, I'm game with that. You can stay with me or you can stay with my brother-in-law, but just get your liver. Well, I don't know. He's calmed down on the drinking. I think he's kind of the gout has been flaring down less and less for him. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah, I don't know. You know how he is, though.
Yeah, I know. Once you get one, it's like, ooh, so good. Once it touches the lips, type of deal.
Yeah.
I get it, man. But like I said, dude, make a trip out here. It'll be fun, dude. And then we'll go chase some lake trout. We'll chase some species that you and I haven't caught yet. And hopefully you can catch them through the ice. I think that would be ideal. It'd be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you can convince all of them. You can say, hey, look, I came here for ice fishing. Y'all got to come back to Iowa, jump on the fishing kit's boat. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, that should be an easy sell, man. Yeah,
you should have been sold already, dude. But we can definitely do it for like maybe spring. I think spring will be amazing on your boat. Or even, you know, after ice out or whatever they want to chase, whatever fish they want to go after, I think it'd be ideal spring or early summer to go for wipers. I think it'd be cool, right?
Oh, yeah, we can go for wipers anytime. Spring, summer, fall, do the ice.
I'm telling you, we'll talk. Hey, if that one lake, if you get a chance to hit it again this year, not the one that's the one that not too many people know about, where we go,
the honey hole. You talk about the honey hole.
The honey hole. If you go out there, let me know once it freezes up. I'll talk to the in-laws here because if they can catch wipers, catfish, white bass, everything, crappies, everything.
Yeah, crappie.
That lake has everything, literally, or that honey hole has everything. If we can catch it and we can get them on it, oh man, that would be such a blast. And it's not too far away from home.
Yeah, and you can literally just drill 5 holes, set up the shack, and don't move.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can do that, and then we can bring food out, just to make a day out of it. I think they'd really enjoy that. It'd be kind of fun, dude.
Yeah, and it'll be like kind of news. It'll be like kind of similar conditions to what they're used to.
Yep.
Park, far, walk down a big ass hill.
It wasn't like that walk. A couple years ago, but now you told me, right? Last year you had to kind of park far now.
Oh yeah, even farther than before. This year might be different. I don't know, because if they open up that other spot, it's still a bitch.
Yeah,
but it was less of a bitch.
Yeah, it's yeah. You're right. It's a pain, but it's not as bad. So we'll see. Hey, you get a good workout, right? Worst case scenario, you got to think of it that way.
Yeah, getting old, gotta keep yourself spry.
Yeah, we need to go get some of the younger cats. Maybe we can get some younger guys to get into ice fishing, make them pull our shit for them. make the young guns pull our gear. Say, hey, we got the gear, just come with us.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I'm not thinking about getting one anytime soon, but I might have access to an ATV.
Ooh. Like,
or a quad. Yep, a
quad. Okay. Well, there you go. You just gotta have to build the whatchamacallit, the trailer system to it, right? Or the hook system, or the towing system to your sled.
Oh yeah. Well, worst case scenario, you just tie the sled to the thing.
Very true. Just tie it, should work fine. But all right, man. Let me know if you get that ATV. It'd be kind of cool. We can check out some other spots. One other thing, like brother-in-laws keep bitching, talking. They really want to get onto yellow bass again. So that's going to be a goal for you to try and see if you can find a spot for some nice yellow bass too.
See, locally, that's going to be a tough one. But there was a lake. I think if we go, let me find them at this other lake where.
Okay.
I found them during the summer.
Okay.
You know, they're 8-9 inches. I actually caught a 12-inch there.
That's good.
So there's potential. I'll check it out.
Okay.
I think if we're gonna go target yellow bass, that'll be the place to go.
Okay.
I mean, unless we want to drive 3 hours, that's the other option.
I mean, if you have to, you have to. But I don't think they're gonna really, unless it's on fire. You know what I'm saying? The 3-hour trip makes it worth it only if it's like all of us are it's on fire. You know, but.
It would be hard for me to go up there, and if it's not on fire, I'm like,
to justify it, right? To go back again.
Yeah.
I get it. Nope. Understandable, man. But yeah, see what you can do. But like I said, once that our honey hole, if it works out this year again, I definitely want to be, hopefully by February, crossing my fingers, if we can make it out there from February or so, it would be kind of nice to kind of get on some nice ice fish there.
Yeah, February, that might be late ice for us.
Maybe.
Depends when in February. At the end of February, that's late ice already.
No, it won't. Hopefully it won't be too that late, so we'll see what's up. I think my brother-in-law, they all still want to do another trip somewhere, so who knows what's going to happen. So, but yeah, man, I guess
if not, they can come during the open water, hop on the boat.
Yep. Okay. I'll talk to them. They keep seeing pictures, man. I think I got Mr. Yang. He's down. I think he's definitely down for either spring or summer for sure. He's like, F this, I'm going. He goes. So I think I got him in for sure. It's just getting the other brother-in-laws. We'll see what's up if I can get them all in. So we'll see what's up.
It might take Mr. Yang coming out first. And
Yeah.
then what if he catches a bunch of stuff, then they'll be like, okay.
Yeah, that
Maybe Kit knows what he's doing. Maybe
there you
Kit
go.
knows what he's
Maybe
doing.
they don't trust the I'm like, come on, guys, but we'll see what's up. No, I think that might happen. So pretty sooner than later. I'm pretty sure that'll happen. So
Yeah.
but other than that, man, thanks, man. So you got me getting ice on my mind now. So I guess I might have to, like I said, I'm gonna turn the dial to ice a little bit here in the next couple of days and everything. So on that, man, you got anything else for this week, guy?
I think that's it. I'm gonna take Thursday and Friday off, go
Okay.
fishing, and see if those wipers are gonna be in that same spot still. And then
Okay.
hopefully, I'll be able to hit that spot up during the ice. I mean, I'll keep you guys updated. You know,
All right.
I'll be keeping my eye out on that spot.
Okay, let me know. And then, like I say, I'm crossing my fingers, man. I'll see you next week. Hopefully the weather pans out. I can at least get out on the boat with you if possible, maybe for a day or maybe a day or whatever, and see if you can catch some wipers. But if not, we'll definitely record in person. We'll get together next week when I'm there. But yeah, I'm excited for now. I wouldn't say, like I said, I'm still not excited for ice quite yet. I'm excited to go after trout a little bit more. See if I can kind of figure that out too. So we'll see how I do. But other than that, guy, keep doing what you're doing. Everybody, make sure you guys go check out Fishing Kid's YouTube channel. Get his ass up there. Releases the new episodes every Wednesday, right?
Yep, every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Central.
There you
Lot
guys
of
go.
wipers, lot of wiper fishing.
There you
So
go.
if you're into wipers, and I got some walleye stuff coming up,
Cool.
and actually some fly fishing coming
Oh, there you guys
up.
go. Fishing kit, fly fish, what the hell? Hell's freezing over, I
yeah
guess, but
yeah I'll do a little teaser. So a couple species you don't see happen very often with a fly rod:
okay.
wipers and
Ooh.
walleyes on a fly rod.
Wow, wipers, walleyes on a fly rod. All right, can't wait to see that video. Make sure you guys go check that out. I'm releasing new videos as much as I can every Friday. I've been doing on a weekly basis, so I've been doing pretty good. I think I got a couple more boat videos with you. I got one more with us. I think we were catfishing. I think my next one will be us catfishing,
Oh,
drip drifting. So I got that one video. Then I got a couple other videos coming up, but stay tuned. So check out My Pop Fishing. I'll try to release a new video every Friday. And then, like I said, guys, if you guys listened this far, super appreciative. Make sure you guys leave a review. Make sure if you guys have, this is the crazy thing, if you've listened to this and you're on YouTube, if you haven't subscribed, what the hell are you waiting for? If you listen to us two idiots talk for this long, you might as well hit the subscribe button and check us out next week, right?
Yeah. Oh, I did a contest in the last
Oh,
video.
yeah.
I
Oh,
should
shit. Oh,
probably go.
yeah. Do you want to do the giveaway here, or do you want to just do it? Or, you know what we'll do? You want to just do it on your page, or how do you want to do it?
I haven't even looked at the comments
Okay.
for that video
For
yet.
your stickers, yeah,
So,
there's been a few. So let's do.
okay.
I haven't even looked at the podcast, see if anybody's posted anything, but.
All right, Bearfish Fanatics listeners, this is Fishing Kit. I'm sitting here in the fishing dungeon, and I'm gonna do the giveaway for the Fishing Kit stickers. So all you had to do was just comment "fishing sticker" in the comments, and we got a couple of entries, and we are gonna give away two stickers. This is just for the YouTube portion, and then if we got anything for the actual podcast portion, we'll do a separate giveaway for that. But I'm gonna spin the wheel. Remember, we're giving away two stickers here. Click to spin. Oh, it's gonna be close. Dan Esterline. Man, I feel like this guy has got some luck in his pockets, because I think this is the second giveaway that he's won with the Bearfish Fanatics. Okay, so we got one more sticker to give away. I'm going to spin the wheel and we'll see who else is going to win a sticker. So here we go. Oh my god, Dan Esterline again. But since you already won a sticker, I'm going to have to pass it along to one of our other contestants, and that'll be Tommy Woodyard. So congrats to you guys. Thank you for listening. You know, we appreciate you guys. There was only two entries, but hey, that's more than zero, right? I'll be reaching out to you guys here shortly after this podcast launches, and then you just send me your address and I'll send those stickers to you guys. See ya.
So whoever won, congratulations. You got Fishing Kids stickers coming.
Yeah. Congratulations, future winners.
Yeah, future winner. Congratulations, man. Other than that, man, I'll see you next week, guy. And I appreciate everybody. Till next time, guys.
All right. See ya.
See ya. We'll be right back.